I have a dog that's going crazy. So if you'll give me, I promise, just a 30-second break so I can let her outside so she does not interrupt the proceedings, I would greatly appreciate it. I will be right back. They're supposed to be helping me, but good help is hard to find these days. All right, the next item on the agenda is item number 4, PR 2020-004171. Includes a major plat, extension of a major, excuse me, extension of a preliminary plat. That application number is 2025-00002. Veronica Herrera, agent for William Galbraith, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot track N7A1, Tanawan Property Zone PD, located at 12,300 San Antonio Drive between Lowell Drive and Tennyson Street, containing approximately 6.653 acres in area.
Mr. Herrenoster, this is Jay Rodenbach. I
Yes,
just
sir.
want to note that there are some vacations and waivers also tied to the plat that are also being extended with this. Do you have your Are you reading off the agenda? Because we have them listed under the request.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I apologize. Yes, as Mr. Rodenbeck clarified, the request is for an extension of preliminary plat for Tuscany Village Unit 2, A9 lot subdivision, and the associated easement vacations and waivers as listed below. VA 2024-00096 is a sidewalk waiver. VA-2024-00098 is a waiver to the DPM. SD 2024 00061 is a vacation of public easement. SD 2024-00063 is also a vacation of a excuse me, is a vacation of a private easement. SD 2024-000066 is another vacation request for public easement. And lastly, SD 2024 -00067 is another request for vacation of a public easement. Believe I got all of those covered. Somebody correct me if I'm not. Okay. All right. Now let's move to Miss Herrera. Is she with us?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Veronica Herrera with Fierro and Company on behalf of the property owner, William E. Galbraith.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me swear you in before you begin, okay?
Yes.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about your proposal, please, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. So we are here to request an extension to the June 12, 2024 major preliminary plat approval. The property owner is contemplating a minor plat amendment, and we will need additional time to process that request. We had originally anticipated to have it be heard concurrently. However, we didn't get that application in just yet for the minor amendment. The minor amendment will just entail increase in sizes to the existing 9 lots, will not change the required infrastructure, and will still meet the current dimensional standards.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Herrera.
Thank you.
Let me move over to any members of the public that are with us that would like to speak on this particular matter. It's agenda item number 4, PR 2020-004171. Any members of the public? Not seeing anyone. Last call for any members of the public for item number 4. All right, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's begin with you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are the Water Authority comments, sir?
Water Authority has no objection to the proposed extension. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, let's move over to code enforcement comments. We swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Code enforcement has no comments.
Okay. Ms. Olick, let's do Parks and Rec next. Do you swear or
Yes,
affirm
sir.
that? Thank you, ma'am. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. What are Parks and Rec's comments?
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chen, let me swear you
Yes.
in.
All
Do you
right.
swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are hydrology comments?
Guanchen Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the extension of the preliminary plat action subject to any proposed improvements adversely affecting soft stormwater drainage on site and or in the public right of way and subject to approval by AMEFCA. And also, hydrology needs a revised conceptual grading drainage plan to be approved. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Armijo, let me jump to you next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are transportation comments, sir?
Transportation has no objection to the extension of the preliminary plat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okie dokie, let's move over to planning.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Can
Good
you hear
morning,
me,
Mr.
sir?
Ibarra. Will you be providing the comments?
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I just had a couple of comments on this one, on this extension for the preliminary plat. Just to confirm to the for the DHO that this request has no changes from the original DHO approval. I think you briefly did that, but if you can just reassure that or reconfirm that about the lot numbers, configurations, and changes to the infrastructure, easements, and the original notes depicted on the original preliminary plat. And then
Yes,
also
thank you.
just to make sure that you understand this is 1 year extension.
Yes, I understand this is for a 1 year extension, and we do anticipate this being a minor amendment when we move forward with that. The amendment is not in, well, it's not proposing any change to the number of lots. There are minor changes to the lot size, and that would be an increase to the easternmost lots, I believe lots 4 through 9. Those are a little longer. However, the dimensional width on those is still meets the required dimensional standards. There are no changes to the infrastructure list. Everything is the same with respect to the water, the retaining wall, the access road, and all other associated infrastructure. There are no proposed changes to the easements that have been vacated with that action. So again, this extension is needed so that we can move forward with that amendment to change those lot sizes. And that is really the only change we are proposing to amend.
Okay, thank
Thank
you.
you, Mr. Retta. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hands raised. Let me start with you, and then I've got somebody else that I believe. Yes, Mr. Biazar wants to weigh in. So, Mr. Rodenbeck, let me begin with you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to confirm that, Veronica, this is the plat that we're seeing shared on the screen. This is the current plat, right? That was approved June 12, 2024. That's being extended. Just want to make sure we're not looking at the amended plat.
Yes, like I had anticipated that to be heard concurrently with this one, but unfortunately, we didn't get the application materials submitted in time. But
Sure, please
because
look.
we do believe that this is a minor amendment that we're proposing, I do understand that the minor amendment doesn't automatically extend it the additional year. So, in connection with that proposed amendment, we're seeking the extension.
Correct. And Mr. Hearing Officer, thanks for answering that, Veronica. I saw Mr. Buzar's hand up earlier.
Yes, let me, if you're finished, let me defer to or
I'm
give
done.
Mr. Biazar an opportunity to weigh in. Mr. Biazar, I believe I need to swear you in on this matter. Do you
Sure.
swear or affirm the testimony we provide will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Now, Mr. Hearing Officer, I just wanted to confirm that we are just going to be approving an extension and not an amendment. So we have, since the application wasn't turned in. So I just wanted to confirm that that's what we'll be doing, and we have to just approve or an extension of the previously approved plat, and they will have to come back and amend the plat for any changes that they want to do in the future.
Mr. Bizar, thank you for that clarification. Ms. Herrera, did you hear the city engineer on that?
Did, and to confirm for Mr. Biazar, this submittal today is strictly for an extension to allow us the additional time to process that extension. But I also want to confirm that the extension today will in fact apply to the proposed amendment that we intend to submit with the next submittal deadline.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So yeah, so basically, again, to reiterate, we are just approving an extension of what was approved previously. You're allowed to come back anytime in the near future or prior to the end of the year where this one expires and amend and request an amendment to the preliminary plat to make any changes you need.
Thank you. That is my understanding. Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Biazar. Okay, Ms. Herrera, were there any other comments or questions that you had at this point?
No, thank you everybody for your comments. And we're just requesting that 1 year extension. And if anybody has any questions, please let me know.
All right, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, can I, now I have a question.
Yes, sir.
From a procedural standpoint, this particular application, as I originally read into the record, has any number of corresponding or additional waiver requests and that sort of thing. Any decision that would be rendered today is specific to the extension and not to the to the waiver requests? Or
it for extensions, I mean, it's I think it'd be good to read off the sidewalk, read through the applications on the agenda when making your decision, in addition to the preliminary plat extension. They're all tied to the preliminary plat itself, but it's good to make sure on the record that it's clear that those were extended as well with the plat.
Okay, yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure that my assumption, which is always dangerous, that my assumption was comports with the procedure that we're doing here today. So yeah. Thank you for that.
No problem.
With that, let me get to my agenda. I apologize here. All right, with that, I am going to approve an extension for the preliminary plat, as well as the associated easement vacation requests and waiver requests for item number 4, that's PR 2020-004171. The application for the request for an extension is application 2025-00002 and includes the associated following applications: VA 2024-00096, VA 2024-00098, SD 2024-00061, SD 2024-00063, SD 2400066, and SD 2024-00067. Thank you for everyone for their participation. Thank you, Ms. Herrera. We will, again, close the floor on this matter, and we'll get you a notice here in the next couple of days.
Thank you.